Increasingly, farmers don't own the land they work. That's particularly true in the country's breadbasket and can have environmental consequences. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin looked at farmland rental data to figure out how the system is impacting the land itself. As she reports, farmers who rent appear less likely to use conservation practices.
Central Illinois farmer Lynn Warfel feels a deep connection to his land.
One summer afternoon, my wife and I were sitting on the corner of that horse tank over there. It was a hot afternoon, and it started to rain, and we both cried. We were so full of joy for that rain, my wife and I sat there and cried.
Warfel, now 80 years old, still owns the land that's been in his family since his great-grandfather arrived in Champaign County in the 1800s. But now he rents out the corn and soybean operation to his neighbors down the street. It's a crop share arrangement. Warfel provides the land and pays the taxes. His tenants provide the machinery and labor, and they split the profits 50-50. His tenants are good farmers, Warfel says, and he thinks his land is in good hands. Still,
of course, I watch them like a hawk. I live here. I watch what they do every day.
Not all farm landlords are like that, though. Many don't even live near the acres they rent out.
A guy who's renting the land from Springfield is not going to be sitting here with his wife, and he's not going to be crying when it rains.
More than half of Illinois farmland is rented, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's the highest rate in the country, but it follows a Midwestern trend. Soren Rundquist studies agricultural conservation practices for the Environmental Working Group, things like planting cover crops and their prevalence on Midwestern farms.
The sense we get it that it's more of a business decision, trying to make the most out of your investment in terms of renting land, planting your cash crop versus, you know, incorporating a best management practice.
For many landowners, it's all about making a profit. And while there are some existing conservation incentive programs, most of them involve long-term commitments. Most farmland leases run 1 year at a time. Harvest Public Media analyzed data from the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Those numbers show, in general, Illinois counties with higher rates of rented farmland have fewer acres planted in cover crops. Same goes for acres of no-till, a conservation practice that helps reduce soil erosion and sequester carbon that contributes to global warming. Gary Schnittke is a professor of farm management at the University of Illinois. He says many farmland owners don't see a profit in conservation programs that don't yield immediate returns.
The attitude of the landowner really matters, right? So if they're concerned about the long-term viability of the farm, which many of them are, so those things can happen. If on the other hand, those landowners want the largest current return you can get without much concern for the future, then you have more of an issue.
He says farmland is a pretty good investment. Bill Gates, for example, is America's top farmland owner. And that's why the rental system will likely persist.
I mean, it's the only system you got. So what you gonna do?
Lynn Warfel says the system we got could have long-term consequences for the soil.
If you don't protect the soil from wind and water erosion, and if you till it constantly with huge machines, that has an impact. And it's having an impact. We are losing precious soil.
He says to save the soil, we need more farmland owners like him who know how to take care of it. I'm Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.